Nevrane mi vyot nem shirin nem bevne ma soe venot in ot amin. Today in the gospel reading at his disciple asked him saying, Rabbi, who sent this man or his parents that he was born blind? Today is the sixth Sunday in the Holy Land. And finally, we can say that this is the last Sunday in the Holy Land before the Palm and before the Easter. And when we are close to the Holy Week, our church try to tell me about the cross. Try to help me to know more and more about the cross. And we will know, if we will go through this story, we will know by the end how our church tried to help me to know the cross. The first question from the disciples, they said, who is sinner? This man or the parents? The blind man from the beginning or from the birth, it's a symbolized to all the mankind who inherit the sin from the beginning from Adam. And we inherit the same sin from Adam. And to understand the meaning of how we inherit this sin, we have to know first what the meaning of the sin. The meaning of the sin is the distance between me and between God. There is a gap between me, or there is a block between me, between God. This is a sin. This is a distance. And the command from God from the beginning, you have to die to Adam. And Jesus Christ came to our world as a man, and he was crucified on the cross, and he carried all the sins on his shoulders for us, and crucified on the cross, and dead. Okay, now we have on salvation. This is a salvation. Why I inherit all this, the sin from Adam? When Adam fell in the sin, they have a corruption. They have a corruption in my humanity. For example, when Adam fell in the sin, he corrupted the human nature. Now we have a corruption. And when Jesus Christ came to our world to renew this one, I have also to die with him again. He was crucified on the cross and carried all the sin on his shoulders. But the problem, I have again to die with him to receive the Holy Spirit to renew my human nature again. And this is exactly in the baptism. But what is the relation between the baptism, for example, and today in this story? Jesus Christ easy can put his hand on the eyes of this blind man, or by one word, okay, open your eyes. Why he chose to, as the Bible, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Why he used clay? He used the clay because you can imagine now, the blind man have a clay on his eyes, and he tried to walk and keep all the clays on his eyes. Who is put the clay on his eyes or his head and doing like this? Who is buried? Anyone die? He put it underground and put it under them, the clay, and he buried. That means I have to die again with Jesus Christ to receive the Holy Spirit to renew my human nature again. That's why Jesus Christ tried to help me, to tell me about today is it's a, you have to remind your baptism day again. We have to die with God, with Jesus Christ again to receive the Holy Spirit to renew my human nature. And the consequence of this one, of the baptism, it's very easy. All the people are confused. Is this a blind man or no? They ask themselves, this is a blind man from the birth or no? We don't know. After we renew our human nature, no one can know me. I'm different. I am a picture from God. I am the photo from God. I am the same of God. Totally different. That's why today in the sixth Sunday in the Holy Land, our church tried to put this gospel for the blind man from birth. First of all, to help me to say, remind me about remember your baptism day. Remember that you are clean. Remember that you receive your Holy Spirit. Remember that you are as God. Remember that you are pure. This is what we receive from the Holy Spirit. Then first of all, we know about what the meaning of sin is, a distance between me, between God. And this is why I inherit all the sin from the beginning. And I inherit this, but the problem that I have to die again with God. That's why we have the baptism. That's why I go to again to baptize. And after this, why we have today to remember again the baptism, because this is very important to know about what I have. It's to renew my human nature. And why is church also say that, okay, all the people can, for example, the baptism day, for example, this one is baptism day. Because in the first church, the first fathers, they have a lot of people are out of the faith. That's the problem, that they have to teach them, and they have a lot of lectures, a lot of things to do it during the year. And they have only 2 days for baptism. First one is Epiphany Day, and the second one is today. Then in the first church, there's only 2 days only for baptism. Then, no, we know now about the sin, about why today is a different day for the baptism, and why the church tried to remind me about this. But what is a blessing? What is the blessing of receive the Holy Spirit in the baptism? This is what we have when we read the blind man. First of all, is enlighten my eyes. But I have an eye, and I can see all the people. It's different between an earthly eye and a spiritually eye. It's totally different. If I open my eye, I see all the people now. But God asked me, have you spiritual eye? What is a spiritual eye? First of all, when he said today in the gospel in Matins, to know what is exactly, woe to you blind guides. I told before that all the readings of today, for example, of any day, it's related to all together, related together. That's why, for example, in the Gospel of the Matins, he tried to help me to know who is the blind. Woe to you, blind guides. The blind guides who see only from outside. He cannot see inside him. The blind man, he cannot see from his spiritual eye, only see from outside, he cannot see from inside. I see only from outside. For example, I try to see myself, I am good. I read the Bible, maybe, or I try to help to show me to the other that I am good. I'm in the church. I'm praying. All the days I'm in the church. And all the people see me like, oh, it's wonderful man. He's a spiritual man. He's very good. He pray all the days. The earthly eye sees us, but spiritual eye inside me, who am I? I have a good relationship with God. I spend a lot of hours with God. I try to talk to God. I build good relationship, our friendship with God, or no? Or only from outside I'm good and inside I'm bad. This is the difference between the earthly eye and spiritually eye. The second, in the Revelation, to know what is the spiritual, the meaning of the spiritual eye, in the Revelation book, it's clear when God said, because you say I am rich, have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. When I depend on my power, when I depend on my earthly power, if I depend on my money or depend on whatever, my position, and I say to myself, I'm rich, why need God? I success in my work, I'm very good in my job, I have good family, I have everything. Why I need God? The answer from God coming in the Revelation book. You are wretched, miserable, poor, blind. This is another kind of spiritual eye and earthly eye. The earthly eye tries to see only, I have everything, why and I need God. I depend only on the earthly things with me. But by the end, God said to me, okay, you are very poor and also blind man. Another kind of the spirit, the comparison between spiritual eye and earthly eye. When the eye see the bad things in the other and judge. When I judge everybody, when I see only the bad, when I see only the negative, and I cannot see the positive point and the good things in the others, this is another kind of earthly eye, not spiritual eye. When I judge the people because they do anything, a mistake, for example, this is another bad thing. This is the difference between an earthly eye and spiritual eye. The spiritual eye is totally different. It's totally different when today in the Poland, it's written as this, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Again, but above all these things, but on love, which is the bond of the perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. I have to ask myself, the love is in my heart. If the love is in my heart, then I have a good spiritual eye and I can see the very good things and the very good things for the people, the positive things in the people, and I cannot judge anyone. This is very important to see or to know about the spiritual eye. It's totally different. Another kind of spiritual comparison between spiritual eye and earthly eye. St. Peter said before, if someone hasn't any virtue, he's a blind man. I have to search in my sight. What is the virtue that I have, I gain, for example, by the end of the Lent? Oh, okay, I'm into fasting. What I gain? I gain what? That I have to know. Every fast, I have to gain some virtues by the end. It's very important. That's why I have here, I can judge myself. And I say, okay, I have nothing. And I can say today, I am the same as a blind man, and I have to go to Jesus Christ and ask, please, can you put the clay on my eyes to open my eyes again? I have to clean myself. You know what? Abu Nabshoy Kemal said before that your birthday is your baptism. And in the law, in the Orthodox Greek Church in Greece, the certificate of birth, it's not the first day of born, no. The first day of baptism, the day of baptism. That's why I renew myself again. Now I have to remember, I am a Christian. I receive the Holy Spirit in the baptism day. I have to renew myself every day. If I have bad, I have to renew. I have to clean. I have to ask God, please, God, help me. I need a clay. Put on clay on my eyes. I need to help me to clean myself inside and outside. I have to open my spiritual eye, not the earthly eye, which is totally different. Totally different in the opposite. God give us the help to clean our eyes and to have a spiritual eyes to see the positive and the very good things in our life. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
True God, begotten, not created, in one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made. Hope for us and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and became man and is crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffering and buried, and the third day rose from the dead according to the Scriptures.
The Son of heaven, Jesus, the man of his Father,
and he is coming again to glory to
judge living the dead,
whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, so believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord of life giver, who proceeds from the Father, and who the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified,
who spoke by the prophets,
and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess for baptism and fellowship of sins. We long for the resurrection.